Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that loves you more than most people do. And now the star of 7 Second Delay, the king of the zingers.
Is that our logo now? Is that our new motto?
It's our stand-in motto.
Yeah.
Should we make it the program that loves you?
No one cares. I care less than they do. Hey,
thank you for Skyping in. Happy New Year's, and thank you for Skyping in on this first show.
Oh, sure. It is literally the least I could do.
And you did a great job getting Skype set up. You had to reboot your computer.
Very exciting.
You did it like a pro.
For me, that was an adventure.
Yeah.
By my standards.
Yep.
Now, what did you do over the break?
I went to Michigan. Okemos, Michigan.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the whole story?
No. It might distract me from what I'm doing here.
Yeah, what did you do? What? Well, okay.
Please, Ken, whatever you do the next hour, don't distract me.
What are you doing right now?
You don't worry about it. You don't worry your pretty head about it. I'm with you enough to co-host this damn show. That's all you need to know.
Are you at home in the basement of your house by any chance?
No, I'm not. I'm at my office. Hey, are you a New Year's resolution guy? I guess you wouldn't be.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be.
Yeah, no.
The life you lead, how could you be?
Are you?
No, not usually.
No, yeah.
I guess if I had a resolution this year, it would be, I had a very lucky year. I was very lucky in 2019. And if I had a resolution, it would be to be even luckier. What? Try to be luckier.
Why were you so lucky in 2019? You had
just things falling my way left and right. But I want to be even luckier this year. And that's what I'm going to focus on.
Well, I'm thinking about your year. And wasn't last year when your TV show was canceled? Didn't that happen last year?
Yeah, but I had a TV show. See, you have to look at things like the glass is half full.
Yeah. And there was that tornado that almost destroyed your house.
Well, the word almost there, I would say, is a critical word.
Yeah.
It's the key word to that sentence. Almost is one of my favorite words in the world.
Yeah. So
I've been very lucky. I'm a lucky man.
Okay.
Every day above ground is a good day, buddy. But I'm going to try to be luckier. And that would be my advice to our listeners, to our young listeners listening. They probably want to know, Andy, do you have any words of wisdom, any pearls, any guidance you could offer? And that would be what I would say to people. Try to be as lucky as you can be.
Be luckier. How can people increase their luck?
That I can't answer every damn question, Ken. I did the heavy lifting.
So you have no...
I gave you the goal.
But you have no tips on being lucky.
No.
Live next door to where the tornado destroys the car and the house.
Just be lucky, Ken.
That doesn't
try it. Try it.
It doesn't help us any.
You know what? It's actually not a terrible segue to this terrible show, to the terrible topic we have today.
And what is the topic, Andy?
The topic is, we have a lot of musicians listening, right? People
yes.
in bands, people that have tried to make their living maybe in a band, tried to make some money from a band, and... it occurred to us, we see a lot of lists at the end of every year, but the bands that most successful bands, the most successful tours, right? The highest grossing tours, they're always listed at the end of the year.
Right.
But we'd like to recognize our fans, the bands that were not on that list, didn't quite make that list. So we'd like to acknowledge and celebrate the least successful bands, 2019. And we have a nice, I think we have a nice prize for the band that either lost the most money or had the worst luck, right?
$22?
No, it's even better than $22. We're going to carve out 3.5 to 4 minutes on the air at the end of our show, and we're going to play a track from your latest demo or live recording.
And that's going to turn things around for them, right?
It could be the start of, of something great for them. A great decade.
I'm looking up.
Decade of triumph.
Highest grossing musical acts, 2019.
Well, it's probably the old standbys. It's probably Madonna and the Eagles, right?
It's Elton John. Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Okay.
Yep.
Now, if that list was 3 million bands long, I know they only do the top 10 on that list or the top 20.
Yeah.
But if that band was 3 million bands long, we would get to our listeners, right? We would get to FMU territory.
It might have to be a little bit longer.
Yeah. That's what they call FMU country.
Yeah. Can we make it 3 million and 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bottom of that list. Down, 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 down. What's the name of that trench in the middle of the ocean, the deepest point in the ocean?
The Mariana Trench.
The Mariana Trench of charts.
Yeah.
That would be where I think our listeners live. And we would like to hear about your year, 2019. Some bad breaks, some gigs that got canceled, some bad behavior with band members, breakups of bands. If you've had the worst luck of any band, you could win 3.5 minutes of airtime.
And $22.
I'm offering $22?
Yes.
Okay, that's gas money. Gas money to get you to your next failed, miserable gig.
Well, there might not be a next failed, miserable gig if things went really badly and the band fell apart.
Yeah.
And what's the phone number that people can call, Andy?
It would be, oh, yeah, make a note. It would be our phone number here at WFMU. So make a note of that.
And what is that number, Andy?
It's the number that when you dial it, the phone in our studio rings. So that's the number to call. Give us a call right now.
That doesn't seem to be working. It's nobody's
call
calling.
Now. Dial the number now. It's the studio phone number. Dial it now.
Well, it's really the on-air phone number.
Yeah, the on-air phone number.
Yeah.
I meant that. Don't dial the studio phone number.
Right.
That was a joke.
Very subtle
radio joke.
Do you want to maybe give out the number?
Oh, that now you're asking for more information. That's above my pay grade. I don't have it. It's not in front of me. And, you know, I've only been on the air for 29 years.
It's 201.
Hold on, I'm making a note.
Yeah, make a note, Andy.
Yeah.
201-209.
Yeah, will this be our number every week?
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
9368.
Yeah, 9368.
That's the phone number.
Yeah, Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear? What?
Don't you say Greg Kinnear sometimes?
No.
You don't just say Greg Kinnear sometimes? Oh, I thought everyone knew about that.
What? Tell me all about that. People who just, I believe that's known as Tourette's syndrome.
No, not at all. Look, Greg Kinnear is an actor, right?
Yes.
But he's not a superstar. He's not super well known.
He's pretty well known.
In LA, he's a second or third tier actor, right? He's not Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah,
he's
that's
not Denzel
true.
Washington.
Well, thank God, yeah.
Okay. So he's Greg Kinnear. So whenever you're afraid you're getting, whenever I'm afraid, I'll just put it in personal terms. Whenever I'm afraid I might be getting dementia or early onset Alzheimer's.
Right.
I remember the actor Greg Kinnear, and I say his name.
Why?
And as long as I can remember Greg Kinnear's name, I know I don't have Alzheimer's. There will come a day down the road in the not too distant future, and it will be an hysterical show, by the way. You will be the beneficiary of it. There will be a day soon when I won't be able to remember Greg Kinnear.
I can't wait for you to get Alzheimer's.
I know. I'm going to be hysterical.
Those are going to be some great shows.
Yeah.
People think we have train wrecks now.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Can you imagine me with Alzheimer's? I can't wait. I can't wait. You could milk me for my whole fortune during marathon.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, man. It can't happen soon enough.
I know.
Do you have any Alzheimer's in your family?
My mother has Alzheimer's, but I have some bad news for you.
Yeah.
Greg Kinnear. It ain't happening yet.
All right. Well,
I can't remember Greg Kinnear. You've got it made, baby. You can just kick back.
And you don't want to have a fallback for Greg Kinnear?
Craig Kilborn.
Okay.
That's an even tougher name to remember.
So well,
I'm
Andy.
I'm as sharp as a tack.
Yeah, you are sharp as a tack. And we have our first caller. It's Adam in Indiana. Hi, Adam. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. Thanks for working on a holiday.
Happy New Year to you, man.
Yeah, well,
Andy, he's talking.
Successful launch of the overdue books.
I lost that whole thread.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that because I was talking, Ken?
Yeah.
You mean because I'm Skyping in, I can't talk when our listeners are calling in and talking?
Yeah, I think there might be a technical issue where you can't tell when they're talking. If you start talking, you blot them out.
Oh, that's no fun for me.
Yeah.
I can't interrupt people.
Yeah. So, Adam, what were you saying about books?
The band, hopefully.
Is he done talking now?
You're looking for unsuccessful bands of 2019.
Has he finished talking now?
Hello?
Hi, Adam. So, Adam, you're in a band. And you had a bad year.
The name of the band is The Overdue Books.
The Overdue Books, Andy, is the name of Adam's band.
I love them live. I love that song they do about sticking it to the man.
What is the name of that song, Andy?
It's called Sticking It to the Man. They usually do it as an encore.
Yeah. We used to open with it, but a lot of the coffee shop managers said if we could hold it on.
Oh, it's such a crowd. Yeah, it's such a crowd pleaser. It makes
now
sense.
Now you open with Party All Night.
So, Adam, what was your terrible year for the Overdue Books, your band?
Well, there was a lot. I mean, a lot of culmination of nothing really remarkable. But no one really came out to our shows when we did.
Did we ever have issues with
a social media promoter?
So what was the worst attended show you had in 2019?
Do the employees count?
No. No. Paid customers. The fewest number of paid customers you had at your worst gig?
Maybe 7.
That's pretty bad.
That's the mark to beat. 7 paid customers.
Well, okay. Did you lose money?
Did they have headphones on, or were they there for the show? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping that they were there for the show.
Yeah, I mean, most people know that's going on.
Okay.
So,
Adam, is the Overdue Books, do they still exist? Did you survive the year as a band?
Well, we're reevaluating it as a family. Yes.
Okay, and Adam, if you win, you're going to get $22 from Andy. You'll have to email me. So listen at the end of the show to see if you won. And what's a good song by the Overdue Books that I can find online if you win?
Yeah, so that's actually, I'm getting the URL. I don't know if it ever got, we had that bad social media manager, so I know that was part of it. I will email that in.
Yeah, email that to me.
Call back and talk to Nick.
No,
well, that is a fatal flaw here, Ken. I mean, the band that wins probably will have trouble getting their song to us.
Well, they can email it to me at ken@wfmu.org.
Adam, what is the name of the song that you would have us play if you win?
Sunshine is the.
I was hoping you'd say Sunshine.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I know it's a really good one this time of year. Everyone's got that sad stuff going on. So.
All right, Adam.
Adam, are the band meetings the more recent band meetings, are they kind of tense? What are some of the issues that you're dealing with as a band?
Well, we haven't had a quorum, so we haven't officially had the meet yet.
You mean there's one or two members always members always absent? Is that right? They don't make the rehearsals.
Yeah, I mean that happens sometimes, but. We have a really good person that can do some sequencing, and so if we can get your part down, can I always threaten to replace you, like a little sequencer or sampler or something.
Are you the founding member of the band?
No. No. I heard some people talking about it one time being out, and said, well, if you're looking for someone that could play keys.
Andy, he means keyboards.
Well, he should have said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Andy, I know you. Yeah, you just did the guitar.
You speak this lingo, this weird code.
Keys.
The Overdue Books. So you had a gig. There were 7 members. 7 civilians. 7 members of the public showed up.
Yeah.
And the band may not survive 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Okay, Adam, you're in the lead. You are in the lead. You are the man to beat. So listen at the end of the show to see if you win.
And, thanks, Ken.
And email me, Adam, ken@wfmu.org.
I will. Thank you
very
much.
Thanks. Yeah. We're looking for the lowest grossing band of 2019.
Or the unluckiest. Or the unluckiest. Just the band with the worst year.
Yeah.
I liked the name of his band.
Yeah, you think that's a winning name for a band?
Yeah.
Overdue Books.
Yeah, what'd you think of his attitude, though? His attitude.
I'm not crazy about the name of the band either.
I know. It's so mainstream. It's so accessible. You don't like it because people could understand what it is.
No.
And it doesn't involve like Joy Division, a division of the Nazi Party.
Well, they weren't really a division of the Nazi Party.
It was the
Pleasure Corps.
Yeah, the Pleasure Corps at the camp.
The Pleasure Corps, yeah.
That kept the Jews distracted.
No. No, Andy, you don't know what to
do.
You obviously don't. You're not up on your Nazi or your post-punk history. Either one.
All I know is that
Joy Division was the Nazi corps of prostitutes.
Here's all I know. The guiding principle of your radio station was based on Joy Division and everything they stood for.
Not really, but
this is the guy.
I will say this, that if Joy Division had called themselves the Overdue Books,
yeah,
rock and roll history would be completely different right now.
Completely better. There might be one of their CDs on my shelf, for one thing.
Well, what would New Order came out of Joy Division, what would they have called themselves?
Dear God, I don't know.
If Joy Division had been the Overdue Books.
The Happy Frogs.
Okay. Well, there was a band called The Frogs.
I'm sure there were.
Yeah.
I'm sure in the late 60s, every animal in the menagerie was used.
I don't think so. I don't think there was a band called The Sheep.
You don't think there's a band called The Sheep? I'll bet you $10 right now.
No, I'm sure now. I'm sure if we look now, yes, now there will be a band called The Sheep.
That would be an interesting show. See if you and I could come up with the name of a band that's never been used.
That would be really hard.
Yeah, I gotta make a note.
I would be pretty much impossible.
Do you think pretty much impossible has ever been used as a band?
No.
There, that's the last phrase. Pretty much impossible is the last name, the last untaken name on the shelf.
Pretty much impossible and the Untakens. So we're looking for the least successful band of 2019. If you can give us a call, you might win some airplay and $22. The phone number is 201-209-9368. That's a new number. It'll get you through.
It's due to me.
Yep.
Okay, let's take the next caller. Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show. Happy New Year to you, man.
Nobody there, Andy.
They got the wrong week. We're going to do our dial tone impression contest next week.
I can't wait to do that show.
Yeah. That last caller, I think, has a real shot.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny. Kenny.
Can people team up to do a dial tone together? Because it is more than one tone. It's a couple of different tones.
There's a reason the dial tone, I once read, I can't remember what it was. There's a reason the dial tone is exactly that note. There's an actual reason.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember what it is.
Well, because I know that phone hackers, you know, way back when learned how to hack phones by, playing certain tones into the phone. So the dial tone obviously didn't protect them from that.
I don't know. Ken, I don't know.
Yeah, you're
lost me, buddy. I'm drifting away.
Is your microphone in your mouth tonight?
Do you want it to be in my mouth?
It sounds like it is already.
All right, hold on. Is it too close? Is this better? Wait, I can turn it down?
No, don't turn it down. Whatever you do,
Want. Can you just tell me what to do, and you tell me what to say and what to think?
Okay, go out and get a call. Go out and get somebody to call 201-209-9368.
I'll just do it by telepathy.
Okay. Right now, Adam is in the lead as the least successful band of 2019. His band is the Overdue Books.
Are you talking about Adam, the keyboardist for the Overdue Books?
Oh, I am. Yeah. And as evidence of their terrible year, they had one gig where they only had 7 paying customers.
Don't you realize how subversive that name is? You know how a library works, right? It can't function if people don't return their books.
Oh, so they're sticking it to the man by celebrating the Overdue Books.
Exactly.
I see. Okay. You're right. So that is a much more punk rock name than I was giving them credit for.
They're the Joy Division. It's a domestic Joy Division.
Well,
if the real Joy Division, if they lived in the United States, they would not be returning their library books.
That's true.
Yeah.
They wouldn't need to.
They were horrible about that stuff.
They'd be well-paid Nazi prostitutes. They could buy all the books they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the Overdue Books should have called themselves Nazi Prostitution Corps. Then they might have had more than 7 people come into their gig.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting, Andy. Nobody else is calling.
The Overdue Books. I wonder what other names they considered. How about the Bludgeoned Librarian? Would that be better for you?
No.
They not only kept the books, they came back and killed the librarian.
No, that's not good. You've probably been in some bands.
Well, my first band I was in sixth grade. I had a band.
Uh-huh. What was the name of it?
The UFOs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe you remember our hit song, Tomorrowland.
Was that really one of your songs?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Who wrote Tomorrowland?
Oh, I did.
Really?
Yeah. It was a love song.
Good God.
Good God. Really? You're judging 12-year-old Andy Breckman?
No. Really? No, no, no. The good God wasn't for...
Good God. No. Really? Didn't live up
to
your standards?
You're misinterpreting. The good God was your telephone.
Yeah, right.
Good God was for your telephone, not for Tomorrow... What was it called? Tomorrowland? The love song?
Yeah.
Give me some of the lyrics from Tomorrowland.
Let's take a look at Tomorrowland. Let's look ahead in time. Let's take a look at Tomorrowland. Let's see if you'll still be mine.
So it's very heavily influenced by In the Year 2525, it sounds like.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up, but I think I can prove it. We predated that song. They ripped us off.
Really?
Christ, yeah.
Zager and Evans ripped you off? That was July 69.
Oh, yeah, well, We were summer of 1967.
Okay.
I swear to God, you got to believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me, Ken.
I believe you, Andy.
Nobody believes me.
No, I believe you. No problem.
Tomorrowland came first.
Okay. So
there was another band called the UFOs, I believe, at that time.
Well, there was a band called UFO.
Yeah, we had a big band meeting about that.
Really?
Basement. Yeah, of course we did.
Because UFO was that was like late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, wait, there must have been something. There was some conflict. How could there not be the UFOs? Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's the most obvious name ever. I think we heard about another band.
So we are looking for the band that had the worst.
You know what? So far, I believe my band, the UFOs, would win this contest. Wouldn't you agree?
It's not really fair.
We only had one gig, and it was
1967.
It was like 50 years ago. Come on, that's pretty bad.
I would say that you weren't together in 2019.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, so that doesn't really work.
I tried to get a reunion tour going.
Did you?
I just couldn't remember the names of any other bandmates. That's the only thing that prevented us from getting back together.
Well, you could have hired people.
I guess I could have.
You were the chief singer songwriter.
Would people want to hear Tomorrowland if it wasn't the whole original lineup? That's the question.
Oh, I think they would. Yeah.
Well, they'd have the lead singer then the songwriter.
Yeah, you were the lead singer, right?
Yeah, I was the lead singer. We had one gig. I remember we had a gig.
How many paid customers?
I don't remember.
Probably like none.
Some community function.
Yeah, probably none.
Somebody's mother said we could sing a couple songs.
But you only had one song.
Well, I think we had some covers. I think, you know, I knew my three chords. That was enough to do some Beatles songs.
Yeah, C, F, and G.
Yeah, C, F, and G. How'd you know?
I just figured.
C, F, and G.
Yep.
That's all you need, baby.
And what were some of the covers that you guys did?
I don't know. I'd be happy just to dance with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was some basic Beatle, deep track Beatle stuff that
we did. Well, that's a good song. That's a George song. Hey, we have another contestant, Andy. It's fantastic. Ramsey in Jersey City. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ramsey.
Hey, Ramsey. How's what's going? The name of your band?
Our band is called Sauvage à Toi. Well, I'm in a couple of bands that had bad luck this year.
Sauvage à Toi.
Not Menage.
We're actually part of the 7 Second Delay rock opera.
Uh huh. That never happened.
We had really high hopes that we'd see something come out of that, and we loved working on our Ken and the Bear song, but we never heard anything about it.
Okay, yeah. so that was a disaster. What other disasters did you have?
No, wait, Ken. That became another unused, horribly designed T-shirt.
Oh yeah, it became the Virtue Signaling 7 Second Delay T-shirt.
Yeah,
I think one of us bought. I think our guitarist bought that shirt.
I'm sorry.
And what else?
This is horrible.
And Ramsey, what else happened to Sauvage à Toi in 2019? Did you have any gigs?
Well, we had one gig. we play out at the Greeks in Newton, New Jersey, and that was actually fun. So I wouldn't put that in the category of bad luck.
What is it? The Greeks.
The Greeks in Newton.
In downtown Newton?
I wouldn't call it downtown. It's kind of in the woods.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm around Newton, and I've never heard of that. So.
Oh, all right.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Their motto there at the Greeks is, don't tell Ken where we are. they end every performance with the stage manager. I really just wanted
to call and zing you guys about the 7 Second Delay opera.
Yeah.
But my other band that I'm in actually had probably the worst year.
What band was that, Ramsey?
Our band is called Brother Jerome.
Brother Jerome. And what was the worst thing that happened to you last year?
So in August, we were supposed to play Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
And the bassist and I got pulled over for having a broken taillight. Oh. And we actually had two gigs that day, an acoustic set and a electric set. And while we were trying to find the stage, we got pulled over by a police officer in Lehigh County. And both the bass player and I got arrested because he smelled marijuana in the car.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. And we lost a USO tour over it.
Oh, man. So you guys are winning now, I think. So is there a Brother Jerome song online that I can play if you win?
I think there's a Brother Jerome album on Spotify if you have access to that.
Okay, and what's the best song I should play?
Why don't you play Cookie?
All right, that's
a song about weed cookies.
Okay, cool.
maybe the officer was familiar with your.
He might have been familiar with our repertoire.
With your set list.
Okay, Ramsey, I think you're winning, so email me also so we can get you your $22.
All right, thanks a lot.
My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
Oh, well, okay. He knows your email, Ken, because that's where he mailed the song, the MP3 for his song that we never used.
Right. Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, man, we would be so thankful if you'd play that one. We love that song. We had a really good time working on it.
Oh, the song from the album? We could do that. What's the running time of that song?
I don't have it with me. It's on my laptop.
Oh, all right.
I don't have my laptop with me down here. Sorry.
No problem.
But we'll play Cookie by...
Oh, wait, that's another example, isn't it? You just heard it live. Another example of the bad luck.
It never ends.
That Ramsey... Yeah. The one chance to have a little airplay for the song he's proudest of, and what happens? The station manager left his laptop at home.
No, it's upstairs. It's just upstairs.
Oh, it's all the way up. Oh, it's two flights away. The station manager is just a lazy old fart.
I feel
that's
pretty
terrible
that
luck.
Even in this state of the music business, we're the unluckiest band.
Well, Ramsey, that all changes tonight if you win. So email me so we can get your $22 if you win also. Thanks,
right,
Ramsey.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Love the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're looking for the unluckiest band of 2019. If you can give us a call at 201-209-9368, the unluckiest band gets a track played at the end of the show plus $22.
So in the next band meeting at Overdue Books, at least they'll sit around and say, hey, man, at least we're not Brother Jerome. It could be worse.
Yeah, that's true. That's the upside.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll come up with a better name for the band. Nazi Hookers, I think.
The Nazi Hookers.
Yeah. It's better than Overdue Books.
Man, you've never worked in a library. It's the bane of every librarian. You expect a book back. People are requesting it. People are calling. People are at the desk asking about it. Nope, it hasn't been returned. It's an overdue book.
Is it still a thing?
I don't know.
When was the last time you stepped foot in a library?
Well, I'm banned from my library, but in theory, it's still a thing, I guess.
So why did they ban you from the Madison Library?
It is a very short story.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to. I can't share it with you now.
Why not? It's short.
Oh yeah, why did I tell you how long the story was? Damn, I misplayed that.
All right, well,
I should have said long story. We
have a contestant, Jonzo in Detroit. You're on the air.
Jonzo from Detroit.
Hello.
Hey, Jonzo.
Hey, Jonzo. Hi. You love the show. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Jonzo, what's the name of your band?
We are the Abominable Cats, and I think that we are in it to win it for least successful band of 2019.
Abominable.
We have a list.
Abominable Cat. Okay, give us
a list of reasons that we're.
What went wrong in 2019?
We had no gigs. We had two gigs scheduled that were both canceled and may not have existed in the first place. The listeners on the WFMU comment board did not respond when I posted my links to my music. The guitar player got a large seating ticket for seating in Ohio. I got a $150 ticket for putting up a poster on a light pole, which was not for my gig, but I'm still going to count that. My girlfriend did not listen to any of our music. The guitar player and lead singer quit and rejoined the band 12 times. Nobody bought our music, which isn't really for sale. And Ken did not answer my weird letter. I suspect that he does not think that my dog is part cow, and he did not hit me up when he visited Detroit last week. So I think that we are the least successful band of 2019, the Abominable Cats.
And are any
of
your...
You make a very strong case.
John, so are there any Abominable Cat tunes online?
Oh, yes. We have lots of Abominable Cat tunes online.
Isn't that sad, Jonzo, that you've been talking to Ken, trying to communicate with Ken, and he doesn't know? He doesn't know, even at this late date.
Really weird, and he didn't respond. And he doesn't believe that my dog is far cow. I can sense it.
And where would I find Abominable Cat songs? Are they on YouTube or Spotify?
They're on SoundCloud.
Okay, SoundCloud. And what's the name of a song that I can find on SoundCloud?
Multi-Purpose Solution, This Ain't Ohio, Fighter Jet Down.
Multi-Purpose Solution or This Ain't Ohio. I think I'm going to play This Ain't Ohio. That's a good song name.
So did you make
originally known as the Antagonistic Cats, who have a band camp as well, but that was before our third member joined.
So you closed out the year. You closed out the year with zero gigs. Is that right?
Jonzo,
you ended the year with no gigs at all. Is that correct?
Well, we had our new guitar player girlfriend told us that she got some gigs for us, but it's unclear if she was lying to us or not, but they fell through if they were real.
So no gigs.
No gigs.
And then what were some of the issues in the band that caused some members to bolt?
you know, I mean, I think we're just really aptly named, you know. We're all characters, you know. We're strong personalities, three strong personalities, you know. A lot of love, a lot of hate.
Yeah, like CSNY.
More love than hate.
Yeah. Or it's like me and you, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of like the Ken and Andy of band.
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't bend this guy to my will, try as I might.
All right, John, so you might be in the lead. Andy and I have to discuss this, and email all me right. And listen at the end of the show to see if you won.
I'll put that $22 to good work, paying my ticket, putting up a poster.
Great. Thanks, John. So.
Yeah.
Right, thank
you. The lesson there is never, ever, ever put up posters.
On telephone
poles. What kind of poster is worth that kind of trouble? There's never been a poster. Ken, by the way, you can decide on this one. Whichever band you choose, I'm not even going to weigh in. It depends on all these guys. I love how these guys are playing the Ken Friedman guilt card.
Yeah,
that's brilliant strategy, actually.
I don't. No, it's not. I feel no guilt.
Well, they don't know that you're a heartless bastard.
Yeah. The thing that I still can't get over is that he got a ticket for putting a poster on a telephone pole in Detroit.
Yeah.
That says it all. Man, Detroit has really rebounded. Yeah. They're ticketing people for flyering telephone poles now.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a time I remember you couldn't find a telephone pole in Detroit that was still upright.
That's right.
Detroit's doing okay. Good good observation, Kenny.
Thank you.
You still got it, baby. Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear. And Colin
hey,
Firth. What's the backup name?
What?
What's the backup name? Colin Firth or?
No, it's Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn, right. Oh, was he the Scottish talk show host?
No, he was. I believe Greg Kinnear and Craig Kilborn had the same job. They were both hosts of Talk Soup early in the day.
Really?
Yeah, before Jon Stewart even, I think.
Talk Soup? No, you think Joel,
no.
Joel McHale, you mean.
Oh, Joel McHale. Okay, yeah you're right. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. But I do have the right name. I believe I have the right show, Talk Soup.
Huh. But didn't Craig Kilborn, he was Scottish, right? He's a Scottish guy.
Yeah, tall Scottish guy. I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, but he has a talk show, or he had a talk show. He was great.
I think he's been through a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into.
Yeah, we're looking for the unluckiest band of 2019. Right now we have Adam and the Overdue Books, who had 7 people show up at their gig. That was the worst gig they had compared to the other bands.
I know, they don't know how lucky they were.
They're doing great. Yeah. Then there was Ramsey, whose band Brother Jerome lost the gig at 2 gigs at Music Fest in Bethlehem when they were pulled over by a cop for speeding.
And they also lost a place in our rock opera.
Right, when the rock opera was canceled. Yeah, they worked their butts off to record a song. They were very happy and proud of it. And then...
at least they'll get to hear it tonight on the air. Oh, wait. Ken didn't bring his laptop.
Yeah, it's up in my office.
Boy, it never ends for those guys, for Brother Jerome.
And then Jonzo and his band, Abominable Cat, they had no gigs. One of the band members' girlfriends pretended they had gigs, but it turned out that they were probably not even real. They got speeding tickets. The girlfriend, even though she pretended that she was booking gigs, she wasn't interested at all in their music. Nobody bought the music. Their song "This Ain't Ohio" never charted,
and he tried to contact you multiple times.
Right,
you blew him off.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's going to be you have a tough decision to make, pal.
I think Abominable Cat is in worse shape than Brother Jerome, to be honest.
Well, that's the standard to beat right now.
Yeah, Abominable Cat, no gigs. 2 imaginary gigs were canceled. I think that says it all. They had imaginary gigs.
Well, yeah. What's worse than having an imaginary gig? The answer? Having them get canceled. Right.
So she never, the girlfriend of the guitar player, pretended that she booked some gigs.
What's wrong with girlfriends?
And
man, they drive me crazy.
And then her solution to covering up her lie was saying, oh, those gigs were canceled.
She thought fast. She's wily.
That's worse than saying, I never did that.
Yeah.
It's actually worse.
It is. And then, you know what's so funny? The band still isn't sure. There's no way. Like, where do they live that there's no way to confirm or deny that the gig might have actually been real? What world do they live in?
Such things can never be known, Andy.
There's no way. She must have, before she announced they were canceled, she must have destroyed every computer they had access to.
Well, the night is young, and by that I mean
oh,
we have...
Oh, no, don't say that.
Oh, it's very young. Andy has no
clue. Oh, no, don't say that.
We only have 38 minutes left.
Oh, no, wait, that
so
can't be true.
Give us a call at 2.
Oh, that's not true. Stop, don't say that. No,
what do
I
you
have
mean?
To read my watch.
No.
Hold on, I have to look at the time. Hold on, I'm calculating what all these numbers mean.
Oh, you have one of those fancy high-tech watches?
Yeah, these digital watches.
That spies on you?
No, we have... Oh, no, we're... this is our swan song. We have time for just a couple more.
Oh, it sounds like your watch might still be set to 2019 time, Andy.
Dear God.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking for the unluckiest band of 2019. Right now, the band to beat is Abominable Cat, who had two imaginary gigs canceled. So maybe your band lost a lot of money. I think now what we're looking for are bands that went into the hole.
Yeah, exactly.
You pressed a bunch of CDs, couldn't move any of them. You printed a whole bunch of T-shirts, couldn't move any of them.
You didn't recoup. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
What's that like, Andy, when you put a whole bunch of money into a venture?
Well, that's my life.
And then
that's...
you never recoup anything.
Well, most ventures I've been involved with, seriously, they lose a lot of money. But that's the business we have chosen. You know, there's no tenure in this business, guys. You went into rock and roll for a reason. You went into rock and roll to, because you had no other skill set, probably. Let's face it.
But how's your toy company coming along? Have you?
We had a tough year. Kind of struggled this year. Uh-huh. Now that you mention it.
But you got a TV show. One of your games.
That's right. That's right. Although it hasn't. If you want to really get into it, it hasn't translated into sales of the game.
Really?
We have a TV show called The Misery Index, based on a card game. We changed the name of the card game to The Misery Index.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah. And, well, at least the one version of it.
Yeah.
And we put that version into Target, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, in that business, getting into Target is a big success.
Yeah.
But it's not doing well. I don't know. Maybe it picked up during Christmas.
Hmm.
But pre-Christmas, it was struggling.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Thanks, man. That's just life. I mean, it makes me very empathetic. I certainly understand how Brother Jerome and those guys feel, or the Abominable Cats, or the Overdue Books. I'm with them in spirit.
Yeah, maybe the Abominable Cat can record a new song called This Ain't the Misery Index.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't wait to hear their song, This Ain't Ohio.
You think they're the one to beat right now?
They
huh?
are the one to beat. We're looking for a band that went deep into the hole in 2019. We're looking for the unluckiest band of the last year.
Or you know, any band. Look, the one thing all three of our contestants or three of our candidates have in common so far is they survived 2019. They're still intact.
Right.
Maybe you have a band that didn't get through 2019 intact, that has dissolved. You can't have worse luck than that.
Yeah, maybe it ended in lawsuits and divorces, people moving out.
They're the worst. Any way to blame Yoko Ono for all these breakups?
I think she's responsible for all of them.
From 1 to 100, what percentage of the blame do you lay on Yoko Ono for the Beatles breaking up?
None.
Exactly. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
None. John Lennon was...
Those guys were going their own way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But John Lennon was very susceptible to anybody with a line of BS to blow at him, and that was his own fault.
He was just too open-hearted.
He was he was an amazing talent, but man, he was gullible.
I know. Remember Sinclair? Remember the guy who was in jail?
Oh, yeah.
He was the greatest. He had John Lennon writing songs about him.
Right. And John Sinclair, actually, he when recreational marijuana became legal in Michigan on December 1st, he was the first person to purchase recreational marijuana. There he was again.
You know, brother, if John Lennon were still alive, he'd be writing songs about Brother Jerome's being pulled over.
Yeah, he would. But Yoko Ono was responsible for Sabaj Atwa's disastrous gig at the Greeks in Newton. She just...
You're blaming Yoko Ono for that?
Well, she was responsible for that. She took all the microphones and stuck them in a bag with herself, and she just screamed the entire show. Nobody could even hear Sabaj Atwa.
Yeah, and she wrote War Is Over on the bag and then just screamed.
Poor Sabaj Atwa. You could almost not, when the stage manager came out at the end of the show and said, nobody tell Ken where we're located, you almost couldn't hear him.
Hey, do you ever do this at a restaurant? You say, when you're ordering breakfast, you say, I'll have one egg, Yoko Ono.
No.
Oh, man, waitresses love it.
What does it mean?
Yoko Ono means one egg.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, in Japanese.
Really? No, it doesn't.
The high point of my year so far is you saying really.
Congratulations.
That's the moment to beat so far in this decade for me.
Good for you. After accusing John Lennon of being gullible.
Oh, man, I love you, kid.
It's not as good as when you convinced me that there was an airline that had clowns. What was it?
Yeah.
That had clown stewardesses.
Yeah, they had a clown on every airline for the kids. Boy, but why does that make you gullible? It's kind of semi-plausible.
Yoko Ono, Ovo. Ovo, in maybe.
That's why I love you, Ken Friedman. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
I love you more.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes our relationship so perfect.
Yeah. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking
No one else is going to call.
Oh, I think they are.
201-209-9368. This is your chance to get your band on the air. If you had a particularly crappy year.
Plus $22, which is the perfect amount to win.
It is.
Andy has determined this by scientific research. $22.
It's the least amount we could offer and still get people interested. Although, the phone's not ringing.
No, it's not.
Listen to the phone not ringing. Let's just listen for a second.
Okay.
That's the sound of my career going down the crapper.
That's line one.
Yeah, nothing.
You want to hear line two?
Yeah. Let's see if there's anyone there.
That's line two.
How do you explain this? Line two is even sadder than line one.
Wait till you hear line three. Here's line three.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's the heartbreak line. That's the Widowmaker line.
And this is the PMS hotline now. Yeah, that's it.
Welcome to my world.
That's where we're at.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So unless somebody calls soon, Abominable Cat is going to win. I'm already looking them up. Abominable Cat.
Cue it. Oh, boy. Cue them up.
This Ain't Ohio.
Maybe they have a 10-minute song and we're out of here.
No, that's okay. No.
No. Maybe it's a song you want to hear twice.
You know, I guess they're an even worse band than we thought because I went to SoundCloud and searched for...
Oh, no.
Abominable Cat in St. Ohio, and there's nothing there.
Oh, no, you got to find them, Ken.
I'm looking. Hang on.
We'll look like the wind.
Maybe I misspelled This Ain't Ohio or differently.
Or maybe you misspelled abominable. Who knows how to spell abominable?
No.
Oh, hey, that'll be a great show. We'll do that next week. Ken versus Andy, spelling bee. We'll do that next week. Just remind me about that idea.
I found a couple of tracks by Abominable Cat.
Well, there you go.
Well, except this one. Oh, no, this one. I'm not sure that's... No, that's not the band. Sorry.
You mean there are two bands with that name?
No, there's a band that has the phrase Abominable Cat in the song title. It's got to be them. Abominable Cat, vomit, bowel disease, rot, rockin', and then I can't...
Wait, are they from Ohio?
Can't tell.
Oh, Ken, what am I going to do with you? I love you, but you drive me crazy. Just make it better. Just fix whatever you're doing. Just get it working.
I'm looking for Abominable Cat.
Well, look better.
This ain't Ohio.
Well, follow my advice and get luckier.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All these bands should follow my advice.
Any tips?
Just be as lucky as you can be.
Okay, I'm trying to be lucky. Oh, did we mean Abominable Cast?
Oh, okay. Are they from Ohio?
No. Cat for Adoption? Abominable. Well,
not even close. Now you're just looking for anything with cats in it?
Jeez, Andy. What if I can't find a track by Abominable Cat? Wait, he said they used to call themselves Antagonistic Cat. Hang on a second.
If you're just tuning in, you are the luckiest listener in the world. Congratulations.
All right, fine. I found a track by Antagonistic Cat.
So this must be one of their early works.
Yeah.
Before that crazy girlfriend got hold of them.
Are you sure we want to hear this?
Well, you want to see if anyone else is calling?
Yeah, we have 5 minutes to go here. If you had an unlucky year in your band.
How long is the track?
It's really long.
Good. Oh, thank God.
No, it's actually only a minute 20.
No!
Oh, no, sorry. 3 minutes 20.
Oh, there you go.
3 minutes 20.
Perfect.
But still time for another band to come from behind and win here. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
I think when this guy said no gigs at all, that's tough to beat.
Yeah, well, he had two imaginary gigs, and those imaginary gigs were canceled, were actually canceled. So, that says it all. Oh, we got a call. This might be it. You just wait for Nick the Bard to work his magic as a phone screener. Thank you, Nick the Bard, by the way, and thank you, Jeremiah.
Yeah, we're off to a great start this decade.
Yeah.
We have a great team in place.
Yes, we do.
This is like the beginning of Mission Impossible. We assembled a great team. It's like the Dirty Dozen. Each one a specialist in their own field. There's Nick the Bard, the knifer. Jeremiah, the demolition man.
Uh-huh. What am I?
Well, you seduce the enemies with your sexual wiles.
Okay. Hey, let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer in Berkeley. Hi, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hello. I am the wife of the bass player from Brother Jerome. And I felt that Ramsey left out a crucial detail.
What was that?
When they got arrested, they lost out on that USO tour that he mentioned. That would have paid them each $30,000.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
Whoa!
I know. It was a real heartbreak.
Yeah, that does change things. I forgot all about the fact that they lost the USO tour.
Huge.
And Andy's been on USO tour, so he can vouch for what a good time they are.
Not only that, but it boosts your career.
It does. It's high profile. You can network and use it. You can use it and leverage it for other things. But so they were booked. They had the booking, and once they were arrested for drug related charges, the USO dropped them.
Well, they couldn't leave the country because they needed to go to court.
Oh no.
So they're still going through the court process.
And all that probably went through their heads when the big cherry top, when the big light went on in the squad car behind them. It all fell apart in that moment.
All went crashing down.
Well, let me ask you this. Did they really have a faulty taillight? Was that legit?
Yeah.
It's not hard to believe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. Now, I'm deferring to Ken on all this. I don't know if that moves the needle at all. What do you think, Ken?
I think it does. The fact that they lost a gig that would have paid them $60,000.
Well, yeah. Actually, 90.
90.
Well, what? There were three guys, Ken. Yeah, 30,000 each.
Wow. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
I think Brother Jerome's the winner.
And you know what? But wait, hold on, Ken.
Yeah.
Wait, this becomes kind of interesting. It becomes almost a physics problem, a metaphysical
problem.
Oh,
I know. I see where you're going. I see where you're going with this.
You had Abominable Cats in first position, right?
Right.
They were psyched to hear their song. They were psyched to be the winners. They had $22 coming. You had them. You told them they won. And now you're taking that away from them. Doesn't that make them now unluckier?
Oh, man. You're messing with my mind, Andy.
Well, wait, Ken. It gets worse. If you do switch your allegiance now to Abominable Cats, doesn't that make Brother Jerome extra unlucky?
Oh my God! It's like a graphic novel. I don't know how to wrap my mind around this.
It's like a graphic novel. You mean that's the limit of how deep and complicated things can get?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you have. You have to just take a moment, Ken. You must do this. Just take a moment. Think it all through, all the ramifications. It's very complicated.
Yeah. But you know what? When things get super complicated, you know what I do?
I don't know.
Just ignore it. Ignore the complication and go with my gut.
Get as high as you possibly can get.
And my gut tells me that Brother Jerome blew a shot at $90,000. That's all that matters.
The man in the high castle, Ken Freeman. That's exactly how he works.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for calling up with this extra information.
Oh, no, thank you. And you're going to be able to find Cookie or any other Brother Jerome songs with no problem.
I know. Hey, that right, also suggests that they're more competent than Abominable Cat.
That's right, it does.
Thank you, guys.
Right. And they're very lucky to have this young woman shilling for them.
Yeah.
Abominable Cat doesn't have a woman calling on the other line.
That's right. Abominable Cat has no Jennifer.
That's right. Just having Jennifer in their life makes them lucky, I think.
But they lost $90,000.
It's a lot, call, my friend.
It's a lot of money.
Call, brother.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry, man.
There's no right answer. It's just like life.
Yeah.
There's no right answer.
Brother Jerome's the winner. And this is Cookie. I'm trying to play Cookie. Cookie by Brother Jerome. And Ramsey, don't forget to email me at ken@wfmu.org. Andy, you going to be here live next week?
Yeah, for our big spelling bee.
Oh, that's right. Spelling bee next week. Ken versus Andy.
We're off to a fantastic start. This is going to be the greatest decade ever. We still got it. Am I right, buddy?
Yes, we got it. And now we have our 18-month countdown to our 30th anniversary. The countdown starts now. All right, thanks, Andy. You're off the hook.
The only question now is, do you think God will ever forgive us?
We're hearing Cookie by Brother Jerome.
The unluckiest damn band in the whole damn world.
Except for Jennifer, man. She's the best. All right, thanks, Andy. You can go home now.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Jeremiah. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivesh.
The butter as it's put to the heat. Sprinkle in some love and kindness, simmer with ease. Still got no time to waste, no time to hate, just time to bake and break conformity. If I can
escape, get the whole world high. If y'all would just give it a try. I'm trying to make peace between every man alive, between all conflicting tribes and then all opposing sides. I'm trying to start a movement of peace and positive vibes. If y'all would take a second to perceive your own reality, where religion, land, and money are all nothing but some fallacies. Don't get it twisted, I'm not trying to spit some blasphemy. Spiritually inclined, it's just something that I'm proud to be.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. One whole year, baby, did all I could for you. One whole year, baby, did all I could for you. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. When I first met you, I let you walk right in. The way I gave you money was a doggone sin. One whole year, baby, did all I could for you. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. Everybody's talking about the way you treated me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in misery. One whole year, baby, did all I could for you. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. I can't stop thinking about the way you did. Ooh-wee, baby, I'd have bought a kid. One whole year,
have them do unto you. If you dream